Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, you got what you wanted. New York versus Philly, let the war begin. We got a lot to talk about today, including the return of Bad Tiki on a Bad Tiki Thursday. He joins us at 4:30. The mayor of this fine city will join us later on in the show as well. The Yankees won a game yesterday that felt like a bigger win than your normal April win. And we've got a Met controversy we'll address later on. But last night, I think as we all sat in front of our TVs, different emotions filled your body if you're a New York Knicks fan. You had the emotion of, I can't root for anybody. Ugh, I hate these people. I hate that person. I hate everybody. And then when Jimmy Butler was clearly hurt, clearly compromised, I know what y'all were doing, and you're right for it. You were rooting for the Miami Heat.
Of course you
so
were.
That you could take on a wounded animal in Miami.
Yes, but that would be the easy way. The Knicks fan wants the hard way.
Do you?
Go through the jungle.
You really want the hard way?
No, of course not.
Is that what your preference is?
Of course not. You want to play a Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat team.
Because here's the reality of the hard way that we now have. New York versus Philadelphia. And we'll talk about this as the days go on, today and tomorrow, about how rare this really is. Because New York versus Philly seems like such a natural rivalry. But the truth is, we don't get New York versus Philly a lot in the postseason. This is the first time we're getting Knicks Sixers since 1989. We haven't seen a lot of Ranger Flyer series over the years. We haven't seen a lot of Islander Flyer series over the years. The Mets and the Phillies have never played in the postseason. But the truth is, and you saw it last night and you're hearing it today, is there is a misconception from the way New Yorkers feel about this series and the way the country feels about this series. New Yorkers are cocky. New Yorkers are confident. New Yorkers look at Joel Embiid, who played like crap for about 3.5 quarters before he picked up his game in the fourth quarter, and they see a wounded big man. They see a Sixers team that's beatable, because let's be honest, they played like crap last night. We're lucky to win. The Knicks fan is confident. The Knicks fan is cocky.
Shouldn't they be?
To certain degrees, yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what you're getting at.
Well, but here's what I'm getting at.
You're making it seem like they shouldn't be.
The nation and the gambling universe says the Knicks are underdogs.
Yes, because they're
morons.
That's
a big misconception. There's a big juxtaposition here.
Yes, because they're moronic.
Everybody's a moron except for New Yorkers.
Vegas is all moronic. You know why? Because they don't actually watch the Knicks. They don't actually watch what's going on in New York. They don't know that Tom Thibodeau has changed. They're still believing that Tom Thibodeau's as closed-minded, going to play 6 to 7 guys a night in the postseason and get trounced by the better team on paper because Joel Embiid was the MVP a year ago, missed 40 games this year, and can't play defense to save his life yesterday, at least for 3 quarters, as you mentioned. So I think the national basketball watching audience and those that are wagering, because that's what you're basing this off
of,
those that are wagering don't actually realize what's happening in New York with the Knicks.
You think it's disrespect to the Knicks, or do you think you as Knicks fans are disrespecting the Sixers?
No. I think
because that could be a part of this too here.
Yeah, possibly, but I think mostly it's ignorance about where the Knicks have grown to, what they are. I mean, they're different at this point in the season than they were 3 months ago.
Right.
I mean, obviously the roster's different
because
guys were hurt and injured and traded and everything else. But this team it's just different. I don't think there's a fear and hope factor from the fans, certainly, but I don't even think from the player. Like, the player is not in their minds, saying, oh, we got a tough hill to climb. The player is saying, hey, dude, we got this. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. Now, obviously, as you mentioned starting the show, would you like to play the Heat without Jimmy Butler? Of course.
Right.
But I think the Knicks fan and the Knicks player, they're not even worried about it. Well, they really aren't. They're that confident in themselves.
I think you're right about one thing and wrong about another thing. Number one, I do think nationally, and I've said this before, the Knicks get disrespected for no reason. The Knicks have accomplished a lot this season.
Yeah, the LOL Knicks.
The LOL Knick trend continues. Like, the Knicks had an incredible regular season, especially when you look at the circumstances in front of them. They changed the guts of the roster in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And OG Anunoby has only played those 23 regular season games when he could have and should have played more. But R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, they were key parts of this team. And in the middle of the year, you change that. Then you've got a significant injury to a player who is playing like a superstar in Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks have overcome that. And you mentioned some of the adjustments Tom Thibodeau has made. And the best he's gotten out of veteran players who had their best years this year with the New York Knicks, like I Hart, like Josh Hart, like Dante DiVincenzo. So I agree with you that the Knicks, in a way, have been disrespected.
Of course.
You're right. But here's the other part. I think you guys, New Yorkers, you Tiki Barber, you Tommy Lugauer, you many of the voices listening right now, those on social media, those calling the radio station, I think you're disrespecting the Philadelphia 76ers. I think you look at them because you watched them last night, and they played like crap last night.
Mm-hmm.
When they were down 13 and the boos were raining down, yeah, I think we're all like, what the hell is going on?
They responded. You got to give them credit.
But they not only responded. Think about this about Philadelphia. Besides the fact they've got a pretty big winning streak coming into the postseason, they won an essential playoff game last night with their two best players doing nothing for 90% of the game. They needed Nicholas Batum to save their asses. And so the assumption I'm going to make is that Tyrese Maxey, I'll start with him before I even get to Embiid. Tyrese Maxey's going to play better. He's going to play better. He's had a breakout year, too. When you talk about most improved, how about the year Tyrese Maxey's had? The second thing with Joel Embiid is this. The biggest thing that probably gives you hope or confidence is that he's going to grab his knee 5 minutes into the first quarter of game one, and we're never going to see his ass again.
No.
And by the way, if that's the case, you'll beat him. I agree with you. If Joel Embiid breaks down in front of our eyes, and right now, what is he? They say Stephen A. Smith, I think, said on the pre, he's at 70%. Look, 70% of Joel Embiid is still pretty damn good, but if he's off the court and not available, yeah, I think the Knicks will smoke him. But as long as the reigning and defending MVP is on the floor, as long as Tyrese Maxey doesn't turn into a pumpkin, the Philadelphia 76ers are not easy to beat. So as much as the Knicks are being disrespected, I think Knicks fans are disrespecting who they're playing in the first round. As much as they've choked in the playoffs, guys, their chokes come in the second round, not the first round.
Look, it would be easy to say, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers aren't good enough to beat the Knicks. It'd be easy because of how hard the Knicks play and how seasoned that they've become in a very short time in this current iteration of this Knicks team. But I don't think that's the construction of these Knicks. Right? When I think about Jalen Brunson or Josh Hart or Hartenstein or whoever, I don't think any of these guys have that I know they're confident, but it doesn't feel like they're cocky to the point where they're dismissing their opponent.
No, I don't think the Knicks are. I think their fans are.
Like, there are certain athletes, you know them, we all seen them. Like, they think they're better than they actually are.
Mm.
And it ends up coming back and biting them in the ass. This Knicks team doesn't feel like that. Like, they play hard, they respect their opponent, but they also aren't trying to, I don't know, they're not trying to big boy them. Like, they're just, we're better than you because we're going to play together. We're going to move the ball. We're going to shoot threes. We're going to rebound. We're going to do all the hard things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That most stars in the NBA don't want to do on a regular basis.
I understand.
This doesn't feel like a we hold disrespect over our opponent. We respect our opponent. We just know we're going to play harder than you.
I don't think
we're not better than you.
I don't think Knick players are disrespectful. I think some of their fans are.
No.
Look, I think last night you saw Kelly Oubre suck. You saw Kyle Lowry suck. You saw Buddy Hield basically have the yips last night. I'm going to assume that those three key role players are all not going to struggle as much as they struggled last night. I think the Sixers are the better team than what we saw last night.
But why did they struggle? Why?
Because Eric Spoelstra knows how to coach. Exactly. They couldn't figure out the zone in the first half.
Right, and exactly.
And I give Spo a lot. And then guess what? Nick Kurt-Nurse made adjustments.
He did.
Here's one big difference between Philly of the past, the choking Philadelphia 76ers, and the current Philadelphia 76ers. Who the head coach is? I mean, Doc Rivers has been a choke artist over the last decade. Nick Nurse has a pretty ring on his finger. I think this is a brutal first-round series. Am I telling you, Knick fans, you're going to lose, you're going to get smoked? I'm not giving you that fake trash talk. I think this is a war. I think this is a 7-game series. I think this is you're going to get your money's worth. This is a battle. Look, if Joel Embiid limps off in the middle of game one, I'll be wrong. Then you'll smoke them. But right now, I'm going to play under the assumption that the Joel Embiid we saw in the fourth quarter last night is the big SOB you have to deal with. And here's the other problem. This makes me sick. This series makes me physically ill.
Why?
Because last night, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Philadelphia embarrass themselves. I'm watching this city booing Tobias Harris, which, by the way, I joined in. How much does he stink? If Nick Nurse has a half a brain, we don't see Tobias Harris big minutes down the stretch. And I'm sorry, Tobias, I know you're a Long Island kid. I'm seeing Sixer fans celebrating dumb things like they're getting free chicken. I'm seeing the worst of Philadelphia. I'm seeing Joel Embiid's face. You know I can't stand him. And then I realized, oh, my God, I'm going to have to root for these bastards in a couple
of days. Whose side is he on?
No, I mean, I know what side I'm on.
Why would you even want that?
I don't want that.
Why would you even want to root for the opposing team? Even if it is rooted in and hate for the Knicks, the coalition of Knick haters that you head, even though you claim not to be the head of it. Right? This is good for the city. This is good.
It's good for the city to have New York and get filled up.
It's good for our show, man.
Yeah.
It is. It's good to have a run. What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with me?
What are you going to do? What do you want to talk about? The Yankees and the Mets so much that you want the Knicks to be eliminated?
That has nothing to do with my job. As a sports fan, and maybe this is a good thing, I'm not jaded by my job that causes me to root for things for it. I've never been that way.
Yeah.
I look at things as a sports fan, and maybe that's my biggest flaw. I don't know. As a sports fan, I can't stand Philadelphia. Like all of us as human beings.
So why would you even consider rooting for them?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, but they're not really your enemy.
No, you're my enemy.
Not really.
But everything about...
You got to be competitive to be the enemy of the team in second place in the division.
All right, so now you're talking trash to me.
I'm not. I'm just stating a fact.
Look.
Is that trash or is that a fact?
There are two kinds of rivalries.
That was an Evan tinge of trash with fact.
Of course it is. There's two kinds of rivalries in this town. There's hating Big Brother, Yankees, Mets, Jets, Giants, Islanders, Rangers, Knicks, Nets. And then there's that other city that you can't stand. Mm. Look, I unite with my fellow New Yorkers in saying, I can't stand Philadelphia. I think it is a disgusting, disgusting city. I think their fans last night were embarrassing. Like, Knicks fans, watch that. I'm going to put you over a little bit before we talk trash about this series. Last night, in the midst of a play-in game, I think it's a playoff game. It's got the atmosphere of a playoff game. Yep. There's so much on the line. You want to win. In the midst of a play-in game, if you guys didn't see this, I saw something last night that would never happen in New York City, would never happen at Madison Square Garden. Maybe it happens at Barclays Center. I'm not sure. They run a gimmick in Philadelphia that if the opposing free throw shooter misses two free throws, you get free chicken.
Sounds familiar.
Similar to the L.A. Clipper thing. Mm-hmm. We talked about it the other day with Bobby. So I forget who was at the line for Miami, but someone was at the line for the Miami Heat. It may have been Highsmith. For some reason, I think it was Highsmith.
Caleb Martin.
Oh, it was Caleb Martin? All right. There you go. Thank you very much. I love how you figured that one out. So Caleb, that's right, because he missed both free throws. So Caleb Martin goes to the line. This is a play-in game! Misses the first free throw. All of a sudden, the dopes in Philadelphia start getting so excited about free chicken that they're standing up, they're hooting, and they're hollering. Mike Breen even called attention to it.
Well, maybe they were just hoping he would miss.
Tiki. Right. Tiki.
They're also playing the promotion in the arena, getting the fans to get excited about it. We would do that at MSG.
No, we would not.
What's wrong with that?
No, we would not. We would never in a Knick playoff game. How dare you insult Knick fans like that? Dare you? The Knick fan would never celebrate a missed free throw to get free chicken in the middle of a playoff game.
But it wasn't to celebrate to get chicken. It was to celebrate because he missed two.
That's BS and you know it.
It's not BS.
That's BS
it's like
and you know
side,
it.
It's a side, I don't know, effect. Like it comes with it.
You think the Sixer fan last night, those scoundrels in Philadelphia.
In a tight game? Yes.
Oh, stop it.
No, that's the way to get the crowd excited to psych out the free throw shooter. By the way, Yankee game, Met game, playoff game, if it was about strike, we all get up if it starts blank and you get free chicken.
Sean,
we love free chicken.
I got a problem with you and I got a problem with Tiki. Because I'll tell you why. For as much crap as I'm going to get for the next 2 weeks, oh, he hates the Knicks, oh, he's rooting against the Knicks. You're right. I don't like the Knicks, but I love my city.
Mm-hmm.
I love my damn city.
Okay,
whose side is he on?
What does that have to do with
stop
Caleb
pretending
missing two free
because
throws.
You're pretending that New Yorkers, us, Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, Chris McMonagle.
Don't forget
Keith
Brandon
McPherson,
Tierney.
Brandon Tierney. Pete Hoffman.
Sal Licata.
Boomer, forget about it. I don't know. He's not real.
He doesn't need free food.
You think that they would cheer and go crazy for free chicken?
They would cheer for missing two free throws.
But that's not why they were cheering last night.
But how do you know?
Because they were excited about the chicken.
We have people at the station who cheer for the team they don't even like for free swag at a team store. Of course you're cheering for free chicken.
BS. That's Philly.
It's also a reason to cheer. Let's put it that way.
Also a reason. If it's a regular season game, fine. You want free chicken. You're hungry. You're obese. We as Americans, we're big fat asses.
I wouldn't even eat the chicken. I just want the guy to miss.
So you would be cheering?
Of course. Just so he'd miss.
So let me ask you a
question. Get the chicken and give it to somebody.
Ask you a question.
You want my chicken? It's free.
Hypothetically, if you are in...
So I can't vouch for what it tastes like.
If you're in Philadelphia for one of these playoff games, spoiler alert, we will be. And all of a sudden, Dante DiVincenzo misses a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And they remind you, hey, if Dante misses a second, everyone gets free chicken.
He's not missing two.
Okay. Mitchell Robinson!
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
Are you going to be cheering because you want to taste the free chicken?
No. Why would I cheer for my guy to miss?
Because you want the free chicken. You're defending
the free
Sixer
chicken.
Fans.
I'm not defending Sixer fans.
Let me tell you right now.
I think Sixer fans wanted Caleb Martin to miss the free throw.
Stop it.
And so by getting loud and, I don't know, talking, thinking chicken, he missed.
There are moments.
He had two free throw opportunities.
Stop.
He had two things to do.
Two.
two things to do, Caleb Martin, and you screwed it up.
There are moments in which I reflect on life decisions, and I say, is this a good decision? Is this a bad decision? And I admit, I'm a flawed human being. I make a lot of bad decisions. Last night, when I'm sitting in front of the TV, and I'm watching Sixers Heat, and I'm clearly rooting for Philadelphia because I don't like the Knicks and I want the Sixers to beat them. Okay, that's my own prerogative. When I heard those dopes, those stupid, stupid dopes that live in a city called Philadelphia going so nuts over free chicken, I was saying to myself, am I really going to do this? Am I really going to sit here for 2 weeks and root for that? For those people? And it was very reflective. I couldn't sleep last night. I turned like 15 times. I'm like, you know, I hate that, but the chicken, those idiots. I could not get over that in the middle of a play-in or playoff game that, by the way, Nicholas Batum needed to save their ass in. And Jimmy Butler was, you know, walking wounded in the last 2 minutes. That they needed to cheer for free chicken? We are not those people, so Sean, apologize.
I will not. We are those people. Lugie, we love chicken.
You're on my side, at least for now. Can you remind everybody that New Yorkers would never do that?
New Yorkers would never stoop that low. No, not in a spot like that. Not for free food. Come on.
Free food.
For the Miz, sure, but they were extra loud because they were getting free stuff out of that. We're real sports fans up here, though. They're more like Fugazi.
That's right.
They want to be entertained in Philly. They're, you know, if the team stinks, they don't show up, stuff like that. We're here for wins, for W's, not for, you know, chicken tenders.
I have a big surprise for Knick fan Tommy Lugar. We'll reveal in a couple of minutes, and we'll get to your calls. The New York Knicks are underdogs as a 2-seed against the 7-seeded Philadelphia 76ers. Are you pissed off that America's disrespecting them, or are you cocky and confident that this is going to be a fun, easy week and a half with New York getting revenge on Philadelphia? We'll get your calls, 877-337-6666. Very busy show today. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we've got more reveals in the great Evan and Tiki New York Top 20, where we're revealing the top 20 draft picks in New York sports history. We will give you number 12, number 11, number 10, and number 9. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. Bad Tiki at 4:30. The mayor of New York City, Mayor Adams, will join us at 5:30. We got baseball to mix in. We got football to mix in. The Rangers have an opponent. It's a very, 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 very busy Thursday. Now, one of the perks. There is a perk to the Philadelphia 76ers winning last night's play-in game that has nothing to do with easier matchup, worse matchup. It's simple geography. It is an easy drive if you want to visit that filthy city known as Philadelphia. Especially if you live in Jersey like Tiki. Like, that is not a bad drive for you to go down to Philadelphia.
It's quick for me.
So I made a decision yesterday for my good friend Tommy Lugauer, who's a diehard Knick fan who believes in the dogs and the dudes and the damage. I have purchased, me and Tommy, 2 tickets for Game 6.
No, you didn't.
Of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals in Philadelphia, 2 weeks from tonight, in Philadelphia, me and you. And if you guys want to come, we can make a big show experience out of it. But I already got 2 tickets in what they call the assembly room or something like that.
The assembly room? Where are we going, to the White House?
Apparently, it's like really high up, but it's dead center, and they call it like high-end seating for low-cost value. Now, look, I didn't spend $20 on it. I mean, I spent a couple of $100 on it, but the Philadelphia 76er fans weren't exactly buying up the tickets. You know, now that they're playing the Knicks, the Knick fan will buy up the tickets.
Which is what I said they should do.
You are right. I've already gotten 2.
Wow, this is...
So me and Tommy are in the assembly room for Game 6.
Let's go, baby.
Where do you want to sit?
I want to go.
You want to go?
Have you looked at this?
No. Looked at what?
The assembly room.
Is it pretty cool?
It's like a lounge. This thing is amazing,
it's
dude.
It's a lounge.
Well, I'm not going to sit in a lounge during a playoff game. There are actual seats, right?
I mean, there are seats that are outside the edge, and there's a standing bar behind. But there's a bar in there.
That's right.
Dude, this place is dope.
We're taking over.
I'm telling you.
So Game 6.
We should go take over this assembly.
You want to come too?
I think I might.
Can Tiki Barber show up upper level of a Philadelphia sports arena for a Game 6? Can you imagine that reaction?
They kind of like me.
Because you're not running.
Exactly right. They hate him more. Now, therefore, they like me.
The risk that Tommy has is that what if Philadelphia is up 3-2? Could you really go into that city with me, of all people, for an elimination game and be in the building? Are you equipped to handle that?
I am very equipped to handle that. I'm very confident the Knicks will send it back to New York and do serious damage. And I want to be there in Philadelphia when they have their hopes up. They think they're going to the next round, and we rip it from them, and I could drink their tears as we drive back up. We stop at Wawa, and we do the show from here on Friday.
Now, imagine the tears if the Knicks are up 3-2, and we get to walk into that building. You do, because I'm not rooting for it, and end the Sixers season.
Yeah. In their home court, their territory, it will be beautiful.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. We'll hit the bars up afterward, and we'll you know, stumble back on Friday.
I was always going to say
take off, but no. We won't.
So you guys want to join? You want to come in, T?
I think we're going to have to.
Sean, you're going to come?
I don't know how else Tommy's getting down to Philly, so yeah, I got to come.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need a ride, Sean.
That's true. So it's on. It's an afternoon show road trip to Philadelphia for Game 6, if it happens. Because I talked to some Knicks fans. They're like, this thing's going to be over in 4. Like, what the heck are you talking about? I mean, you're not going to need a 6th game.
What did I say when I first walked in? 5 or 6?
Is that what you think?
I think 5 or 6.
So right now, initial reaction.
Gentlemen sweep.
A gentleman sweep.
4-6.
I got to tell you guys, unless Joel is really going to get.
Well, he looked compromised defensively.
I think he is compromised. But even a 75% Joel Embiid is still an impactful Joel Embiid.
Well, of course. I'm not discounting him at all. But if he's not rim protecting or closing out or being a defensive impact for this 76ers team, the Knicks might run roughshod.
Yeah, but did you see what he did even early in this game when he was struggling? He got Bam into foul trouble.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's a foul merchant. Like, I admit this. Like, a lot of it is cheap. He's a king of flops. But he's going to get your bigs in foul trouble.
True, but
quick.
The Heat have one guy that they can throw at him, whereas the Knicks have 3. So, I'm not worried about Joel Embiid. As I said, 2 days ago, if the Knicks were going to get the 76ers, they have the bodies to throw at Joel Embiid.
Mm.
And the Heat didn't. They had one guy. And so when Bam got into foul trouble, it compromised what their plan was.
By the way, guys, I've been working on my Joel Embiid impression. You ready for it? Dude was gassed in that game.
And he didn't play for 2 months.
And we got dogs that are going to grind this guy into the ground.
The Knicks fan is confident. Let's hear from you. Mario's in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's going on? Good show, good show. Now, before we get a little bit crazy about these odds, the odds are 105, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 105 is almost even.
Yes.
So when you say Philly is favored, you know, if you don't really tell the people what the odds are.
Hold on, Mario.
That's Evan being a troll,
no,
Mario.
No, that's not. That. On the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now, I've already made the bet, the Knicks are +110. So obviously it depends on where you get your odds. And I said
that's
slight. Cool. It's not like they're massive underdogs the way the Islanders are against Carolina or the way Washington is against the Rangers. But they are, depending on where you look, slight underdogs, which you have to admit is rare in a 2-7 matchup. That's all.
Exactly. And another thing, let's look at the Knicks won 3 out of 4 games against Philly this year, right?
Means nothing.
And they smoked them with a healthy Embiid.
That doesn't mean anything, though. I mean, you really think regular season games, you got to throw out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that may give you a little bit of confidence. There was one game where Joel played, and yeah, you smoked them, but what the hell does that mean?
So now we have a playoff Embiid? That's what we're looking at? Playoff Embiid.
No, it means that I'm not going to go nuts about the regular season.
Agree.
Just like Joel's mastery of the Knicks over the last decade, I'm not going to go nuts over. It's a completely different world in a best-of-7 series.
And this is a completely different Knicks team.
And it's a completely different Sixers team because Joel is healthy.
Yeah.
Or at least
ish.
Healthy.
Ish.
No, I agree. He's healthy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not getting 100% Joel Embiid, but even if you're getting 75% of him, you're still talking about the guy who won the MVP last year. You're still talking about a guy that can impact a game. You saw the final 5 minutes of last night's game.
I mean, look, the thing that makes you excited from a Knicks standpoint is that Joel Embiid is their key. Obviously, Tyrese Maxey is a good player as well.
He better play better than the way he played last night.
True, but Joel Embiid is their key. I feel like there are so many ways to attack him. From either whether it's running, because these guys can run. Like the Knicks can run. They can do whatever. Or force him around the perimeter. Or they're not going to body him because he's too big. But there are ways to make him compromised. And I hope that Tom Thibodeau does that. And I think he will.
Let's go to Jake in Long Branch. What's up, Jake?
Jake.
Hello, Jake.
What's up, dude?
Hello, Jake. Jake going once. Jake going twice.
It's like he dropped the phone.
Jake is gone. Jason on Long Island. What's going on, Jason?
Jason.
Guys, thanks for having me. I love the show.
Appreciate you, dude.
Appreciate it. What's up?
I have been a diehard Knicks fan for over 30 years. And Evan, I have a question for you,
yeah.
And then I have a favor to ask you.
Sure.
All right. You say you love New York City so much.
I do. I love our city.
How and why could you hate the Knicks? And then I'll ask you the favor after you.
I mean, look, I don't know your rooting interest in the other sports, but we have multiple teams in this town. And for the most part, it's very difficult to like the other team in the sport that you root for. I think football is probably the one exception, that there's less hate between Jet and Giant fans. But look at the Mets and the Yankees. Look at the Islanders and the Rangers. It's a jealousy thing. It's a, hey, there's another team in my town that takes attention away. Most of these other American cities have one team. Mm-hmm. So everybody rallies around the same freaking team.
Right.
And New York is unique in that way. So for anyone who doesn't understand, just think about the other sports and think about the other teams you root for, and I'm sure you can come up with reasons why you don't like another team in New York.
But I also think it's easier to hate another team because they're not in the same state. It's just easy to hate a team that's not close to you.
So because you love the Nets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave, I guess that would have been the shorter answer, right?
Dave, favor to ask you.
Yes, go ahead.
This one instance, yes. We're going against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. All right. I'm asking you to know what this would do for the city, the success of the Knicks, if mm-hmm. you could somehow root for them to get to the finals, and what the euphoria of this city would be. It would be equal or greater to any other of our big teams making it. Please.
What is me rooting for them do? You got the entire radio station rooting for the Knicks. We are pom-pom Knick radio. Isn't that enough for you? You need it to be 100%. You can't have one or two guys who say, hey, I'm not rooting for this.
Hold on. This is what he's saying, is that it doesn't make sense for you not to root for them.
For what real? Well, of course it makes sense.
Why? You have no dog in the fight. So why root against them?
I do have a dog in the fight.
Which is what?
Seeing the Knicks' destruction. What are you talking about?
why does that feel good?
No, but why do you need me to root for them?
Dude, it's false feel good.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
it
no,
is.
No, you have no idea.
It absolutely.
You have no idea.
You had the bully pulpit, and so you're, let's take the bullying like for term. Why do people bully? Because they want to feel better than the person that they're bullying, right? That's what this comes down to.
I'm a bully.
Right? It's an insecurity. So don't fall into the insecurity, man.
And Evan, who would you rather be around as far as people? Phillies fans or Mets fans?
Mets fans.
Okay. You're rooting for Phillies fans to be happy as opposed to Mets fans
so,
to be happy.
I want to answer your question.
Nick fan.
I want to answer your question, but also comment on something Tiki said about a minute ago that's not true. He said, isn't it easier to dislike a team that doesn't play in your backyard? And the answer is, well, not really, because when a team doesn't play in your backyard, you can shut them off. You don't have to hear about them.
Fair.
It's easy to
Fair.
Ignore their existence.
Fair.
If the Philadelphia 76ers go on an NBA Finals run, we know it. I like basketball. I'll pay attention to it. But we're not breaking it down every day. I'm not running into people in the streets who are like, Sixers, baby! Joel Embiid, yeah! But when it's a team in your town, you can't get away from it. If you're a Met fan and the Yankees win the World Series, it's all over the place. It's not like the Phillies winning the World Series, in which you can simply shut the TV off and not run into people every other day. So I would argue that when it's a team in this town that you don't like, and we all have it, like I'm not unique here, we have a city that has multiple teams in every sport, you would rather, for the most part, not see that team win.
Well, I don't think that there's a team that I dislike in this town. I really don't.
No, you dislike the Jets, Beningo told me.
I love the Jets. Love Nate Hackett.
Well, you're a unique team.
I mean, it's because I didn't grow up here. So
right.
I'm different. But
look at Sean.
I don't hate any of the other teams.
Look at Sean. Sean, what do you think of the Jets?
I can't stand them.
You hate the Jets. What do you think of the Mets?
I feel more sorrow for them than anything.
Okay.
Pity.
What do you think of the Islanders?
Scum.
See what I'm saying?
That's his fault.
No, but that's everybody. That's most New Yorkers. Like, you don't like both sides.
It's because he has a quarter black heart. That's what that is.
I speak for all Knicks fans. We don't want Evan rooting for the Knicks
yeah.
under any circumstances.
Really? Yeah.
Teak.
Yeah, you don't want that.
He's never seen a championship.
Okay. What does that have to do with the Knicks' chances?
Because he's a mush. I don't want him anywhere near rooting for the Knicks. Let him give all his bad juju to the Sixers. I don't want him on our side.
No, you don't have to have me on your side.
All those 40 and under Knicks fans say they have a mush themselves with all those championships they've had.
Lugie may not have me on his side, but here's what he has. He has me sitting next to him for game 6 in Philadelphia.
Oh, I welcome it, handsome.
I can't wait. Mike's in Marine Park. What's up, Mike?
I'm like you, Evan. I grew up hating the Knicks because my friends were very, obnoxious. And I feel like the Knicks were better than they really were. Like they had more chance. They never, no championships. Drazen Petrovic is what I gravitated to. And I'm sure the same way.
Yes, yes.
But the obnoxiousness of a Knicks fan, but I will say this. I'm not rooting against them. I like the new team. I want to see them go far. I have a question. I don't want to be too hard ahead of myself.
Go ahead.
What do you think that Knicks team needs as far as a complimentary player to take this team to the next level over the next few years? And let's go Rangers. I'm hanging up.
No. I don't like the question. I'll tell you why. This always drives me nuts, no matter what team, whatever sport we're talking about. The New York Knicks are about to begin a postseason run. That postseason run could be over in a week. It could go on for 2 months. Don't think about next year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about the year after that. Don't think about that stuff.
The Knicks fan is not thinking, maybe the front office is, potentially, but the Knicks fan is not thinking, well, if we just had this type of player or this specific player, we could be a dynasty. You're not thinking that.
No, not yet.
You're thinking kind of like the Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors get a star in Kawhi Leonard, and then the Knicks, they have a star in Jalen Brunson. They have these younger and, I think, developing, up-and-coming pieces like the Toronto Raptors did. Why can't you win a championship?
That's your only focus.
Exactly.
That's
the only thing that matters
right
now.
And this comes from me. Any discussion about adding pieces or adding a superstar or looking at free agency, anything done before this season is over is a loser mentality. It really is. Like, there's already rumblings. Oh, man, if the Bucks get knocked out, Giannis is going to ask for a trade. You know who should worry about that? Losers like me, because my team's playing golf. But winners like you that are about to begin a best-of-seven series, your only focus should be, hey, how do we slow down Joel Embiid? Hey, what are our matchups like? Hey, can Dante DiVincenzo play on a high level on the road? Or is he a typical postseason road player where you see those home road splits? Is Bojan Bogdanovic healthy? All of a sudden, I saw a report last night that he's got some issues with his wrist. Like, those are the things to worry about, not thinking about next year.
Suck it up. Play through the wrist.
Damn right.
Suck it up.
It's always been about next year for the New York Knicks. It's no longer that. It's about this year. Go beat the Philadelphia 76ers. My gut feeling says you aren't, but that should be your focus. Jeff in New Haven, Connecticut. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Evan, Tiki, what's going on?
All's good, man.
So I want to have a personal fan question for Loogie, but I want to preface it with, he has the potential to be in kind of the same situation I saw myself in 6 years ago.
Ooh.
I'm a Cleveland baseball fan.
Okay.
And about 6 years ago, they were playing the Yankees in the wild card round, and I had tickets to game three at the stadium.
Yes.
And Cleveland was up 2-0. You know, we're watching, you know, they were up 2-0. I had tickets to game four. And we're watching game three. And my family couldn't understand why I didn't want the Yankees to win so I could go to game four.
Oh, I see.
So my question to Loogie is, let's say the Knicks are up 3-1. During game five, is there any sort of thought in his mind that, he doesn't want the Knicks to win game five, so he has a chance to go to Philly with you to experience game
six? That is a great question, Jeff. So let's set it up. The Knicks are up 3-1. Game five's at Madison Square Garden. You win, you advance. You lose, we get to do this really fun road trip to Philadelphia where you can be in the building, you can drink the Philly tears, you can be sitting next to us. What are you rooting for?
Great question. Easy answer. I'm rooting for the Knicks to win. Number one, don't ever, ever, ever tempt fate when it comes to sports. Number two, I don't have to go down to that S stain on the tidy whiteys of Philadelphia. I can avoid a Philly trip. That's great. I'd love it. No, Knicks win, absolutely. I don't need the moment. There'll be more moments to come. We'll fly to wherever. It doesn't matter.
Will
me and Evan
we?
Are going. Wherever. Are you kidding me?
Will we?
We're going to the NBA Finals, you and I. We're going to be flying around the country. Don't worry about it.
I love his cockiness.
Like, and you get your money back, Ev.
Don't worry about me. I'm all right. Trust me. I don't care about that. He's thinking we're going to Boston.
No, but Evan, you know this, though. If you have a chance to close a team out, you close them out.
No,
don't
no,
tempt
no.
fate.
There is no question in my mind.
There's no other answer.
No other answer.
Get there. Close it out.
The only thing that I think Steve may have battled, and I admit this, I'm spoiled right now as an adult, where if I want to go to a game, I'm going to go to that freaking game. I'll spend the money. I'll go to the game. And maybe Steve had never been to a postseason game. And maybe to him, seeing a postseason game with his favorite baseball team playing at Yankee Stadium was so unique and so special that it would be willing to see a loss. I've been spoiled in which I've gone to all these postseason games, and so I don't need that as much as I need my team to win.
Right.
So I'm glad you gave that answer, Loogie, because if you said you'd root against the Knicks just so we could go to Philly for the night, that would be the biggest loser answer I've ever heard.
No, no, absolutely not. I'm a team guy. I don't put myself above anything else.
Okay.
By the way, the Lugauer's coming up after our show.
By the way, I'm being told, and this is worth keeping an eye on as we get close to game one on Saturday, that the Bojan Bogdanovic injury is actually an Achilles injury.
Ooh.
To keep an eye on.
That is a big deal.
So I don't know.
I was just looking for the news on it. I don't see it, though.
I understand. It's very secretive. You know the way the Knicks are. Very secretive stuff. I'm telling you this from a guy who knows that is an Achilles issue. Now, what does that mean? Is he going to play? Is he going to be able to play through it? I have no idea. But we know the Knicks have been very, very secretive about the way they've handled injuries. And Bojan Bogdanovic has been a key piece off the bench. So keep an eye on that as we get closer to game one Saturday, 6 o'clock. We all good with Saturday, 6 o'clock? Is that a good start time for the Knicks fan? Are you happy with that, Luke?
Very.
Like, you watch them win or lose, and then you get drunk after.
Well, I don't like the win or lose. When they win, we will get drunk after.
You better win.
They will win.
No. You understand why. You better win
game
one.
They will win the game.
The Knicks history, when they lose game one of a series in their own building, the key is in their own building, they're dead. You know that.
Look, Philly's coming off a war.
No, you know that, though, right?
I do.
You want to call Benigno? He'll give you a history lesson.
I am very confident that they will win.
Every time they lose game one at home, they lose the series. And he's not wrong. So I'm just giving you the facts. I'm not trying to talk to
you. No, I get it, but you're laying it on so thick that you're being condescending, Evan, right now.
No.
Heard you the first time. Didn't need it to be repeated to me six times. That's all.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
No, thanks. I appreciate that, buddy.
Look, history matters.
Yeah.
If the Knicks lose game one, they're screwed. That's the moral of the story.
No, they're not screwed
if
they lose game one.
They're playing for the season Saturday.
Historically, they have been screwed.
Yeah, historically, they're dead.
But that has no bearing on this year.
Are you sure?
Correct.
Yes.
It had bearing on last year when me and Loogie were in the building on that Sunday afternoon. They lost to Miami.
What a disgrace that was.
Different team.
And he knew. Like, you talk about seeing the death of a season in one's eyes. Me and Loogie were at game one in my season tickets, Knicks Heat, Sunday afternoon. And when the Knicks blew that game in the fourth quarter, I looked into Loogie's eyes as I was filming it with my phone, and I saw the death of a season.
No, you didn't see a death of a season. Nah. You saw a guy that wanted to punch you in the face because you were being an ass and you had terrible bedside manner, and I wanted to punch you. That's what you saw. What you didn't see a death of a season.
What kind of bedside manner am I going to have in game six in Philadelphia when everybody's on my side? Or not everybody, but the majority of people are on my side.
I would hope that you would have the respect, but you won't, and it's not going to matter because if there's a game six, the Knicks are going to win, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So right. Not going to have your day in the sun.
Okay. Let's go to Steve up in Boston, Massachusetts. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Apologies for being from Boston, but a long-term Connecticutite and a Knicks fan as well.
That's all right.
So, the point I wanted to bring up was, you know, there's a lot of back and forth, but we've got three Villanova grads going down to Philadelphia, and I'm thinking about the implications of that, positive or negative.
Home team.
And especially being back in their own home. Yep. Their second home in terms of Sixers arena.
That's right.
There.
Home team, away team. That's what that sounds like.
So what kind of factor is that?
Home team, away team.
What does that mean?
That means the Philadelphia fans who have an affinity for the national champions are not going to be so vicious to Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart.
You think so?
And the Big Ragu.
You
absolutely
think so?
You can't.
You think the Philly fan is less vicious?
Yes, towards those three.
Towards
absolutely.
Those three because of the connection to the city.
Absolutely. Dude, wait, they won a national championship at Villanova.
Tiki, I'm not saying you're wrong. What I will say is, if that's the case and you're right, then Philadelphia has gotten softer.
Haven't
than,
they?
Have they?
Haven't they?
Have they?
Are you scared to go to the Link anymore?
I've never been scared to go to the Link.
Well, you were scared to go to the Vet, weren't you?
I was never scared. No, I've been to the Vet. I've been to Citizens Bank. I've been to Sixer playoff games. Like I
was scared to go to the Vet.
Really?
No, I'm not scared to go to the Link.
So you think the Philly fan is softer in general?
No, I think it's just become more corporate.
No, I think you're right about that. I think prices have done that.
Right.
That would be very disappointing. Now, I'm not saying that Philly fans should be vulgar or vicious, though. They are vulgar and vicious. But if they're going to act nicer to Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo because of the connection of Villanova, that's...
Not maybe nicer,
know,
but
man.
Less vicious.
That's weak cheese.
It's not why.
Because it's weak. It's the NBA. You're thinking about your NBA
there
team.
There are a lot of Villanova fans that I'm sure live in Philadelphia and are 76er fans. It's not like you're just going to forget.
Would we do that?
No. If a guy won a national championship with St. John's and then was the star of the Celtics, no chance are we being less vicious.
Yeah, I think we'd be vicious.
I don't think so, dude. Look, there's no way to prove it because there's no example in New York because college sports aren't. Nobody cares.
Look, I'll give you the closest example I can come up with because St. John's, you could say, is our local team, but are they really? Like, one of our local teams is Syracuse. Everybody goes to Syracuse. And meanwhile, the national champion who single-handedly led them to a national title gets ripped by his own fans in New York City.
I think that's a little bit overblown. I think Knicks fans have an appreciation for Carmelo.
Do they?
Yeah, they wanted him to win something, obviously. But I don't think they hate him. Maybe they were annoyed by him at some points, but they think of him fine. You know what I mean?
Philly's going to be nicer to Jalen Brunson because he went to Villanova?
I do.
You don't think they're going to be the same Philadelphia viciousness?
No, because it's not the same Philadelphia viciousness that we like to romanticize. It's not the same, dude.
You know what? Let's go down to Philadelphia right now. Well, no, I don't mean physically. We got a guy on hold who's from Philly because we're very popular with. You know why we're popular in Philly?
Why?
I learned this because I went to Nets Sixers last year, game one. I'm a veteran of going to Sixers playoff games. And I went with my wife, and I got recognized more than I ever thought. I'm in Philadelphia. Like, who the hell would recognize me?
In Philly, wow.
In Philly. And every single person had a common connection. They were Sixer fans. They were not Net fans making the trip.
SNY?
They were Sixers Mets fans. And I asked all of them, and they all said the same thing, that when you're living in southern Jersey, there's this split where you root for some New York teams and some Philly teams. So watch this. Mike's in Philly. Mike, do you root for all Philly teams, or are you mixed up between New York and Philly?
Zero. I'm a New Yorker through and through. There's a lot of New Yorkers down here. It's a little cheaper to live down here. At any rate, if you're in Jersey and you're listening, you're in the central Jersey that may or may not exist, come to the games down here because the tickets are like a third of the price. I just looked. I was like, maybe I can come up to the Garden. It's like $400 to get in. If you come here to Philly, it's probably going to be about $150 to get in the door. Terrible. The drive is not bad from Jersey. I'd much rather go from Jersey to Philly than Jersey into the city.
You don't have to spend $100 a park either.
You can park 25, maybe 40 at the most. You know, it's not a bad trip. It's not bad parking. And let's hope the Knicks win. As far as the Villanova connection, no one cares about Villanova basketball here. They're not even really viewed as a Philly team. They're on the main line, which is kind of equivalent to like Nassau County, so to speak, for everyone back in New York.
No one cares
about Villanova basketball. They're not a Philadelphia. They're not in the city. It's not St. Joe's.
But do I always hear all this Philadelphia love for Villanova?
Yeah, but where are you hearing that from?
Just wherever. It's like people talk about Philly and Villanova.
I think they probably like root for them conveniently, but I don't think the passion of Philadelphia is for Villanova. It's for the Phillies. It's for the Eagles. It's for the Sixers. It's for the Flyers. I think like having Villanova is like a convenience. Like, isn't that cute? Plus, the city of losers, so they got to win something with Jay Wright. So they're like, Jay Wright, this is great.
Yeah, but they won something.
I know.
I'm just telling you, they won.
I'll never forget this. So,
are you telling me that Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, does not claim that national championship?
I think they claim
that's
it.
That's what Mike just said.
Well, they claim
and
it.
I think that's BS.
I think they claim it, but they don't care that much about it. I'll give you an example. This was many, many years ago, and I want
doesn't
you to
make any sense.
Google this, Sean, to confirm my factual accuracy. There was a horse named Smarty Jones. Do you remember Smarty Jones?
No.
Do you remember Smarty Jones?
Not smart enough to remember Smarty
Jones. I'm not mistaken. And you guys are going to think I'm kidding, and I'm mocking Francesa. I am not, all right? I don't care about horse racing, but I'll never forget this. Me and my dad were driving down to Philadelphia from Mets Phillies. And what we would always do when we drove down to Philly is listen to WIP, our sister station, where Spike left us to go. Congratulations. And so I'll never forget there was a big sports debate in Philadelphia, not about the Phillies, not about the Eagles draft. If Smarty Jones can win the Triple Crown, does it count as us winning a championship?
No.
Because Smarty Jones is a horse from Philadelphia.
Wow.
Now, first of all, am I right that Smarty is from Philly?
Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
And won the first two legs of the Triple Crown.
I got this all right. And by the way, if you look at the last leg is Belmont, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you look at when Belmont was that year, I bet you the Mets were playing the Phillies that weekend. I'm telling you. This story is going to factually check because I'll never forget it. They're debating on sports talk radio if a horse from Chester, Pennsylvania counts as us finally winning a championship, because this was before the Phillies won in 08 and before the Eagles won in 17. So at the time, Philly had won nothing. They were in a little bit of a downspill, kind of like we are right now.
They were down bad at that point.
You got something wrong, Ev.
What yeah. I got wrong?
Mets played a home game and lost to the Marlins that day.
So maybe it was a week earlier. Okay. I guarantee they played the Phillies in the weeks leading up to Belmont in Philadelphia, because I'll never forget this discussion. And the reason I bring this story up, because you may be saying, okay, that's kind of interesting. Why? They're crazy losers down there. Like, they were debating. Can you imagine we doing that? I know New York's in a slump, but we got a horse from Long Island. I mean,
you're unbelievable. The series before, they had three games in Philly.
Of course I remember this. You think I'd make this crap up? You think I'd make up a sports talk radio debate about Smarty Jones?
Just, the things you remember are just unbelievable.
Sean, if you were driving to Philadelphia and you and your mother or dad or your brother or your sister heard them debating if Smarty Jones winning the Triple Crown counts as Philadelphia winning a championship, you think you'd remember it?
I love that bit.
It's the county over, by the way.
Chester County?
It's a county over.
Well, whatever. They were debating. They were debating. Like
Philadelphia counties are Philadelphia's.
By the way, I think it does.
Stop it. Don't engage in this. So we as New Yorkers are in a championship slump, sort of. I know we had the soccer team win. Are you telling me if we had a horse from, you know, Limbrook, Long Island, and he was one leg away from winning a Triple Crown, we would say, you know what, this breaks the curse. We're about to win a championship?
I think some would consider it, yes. But, by the way, Mike wouldn't make a big deal about that if the horse from Lindbrook was going to be the 26th Triple Crown winner.
Maybe so. We'll get back to your calls. It's New York versus Philadelphia, and you may not realize how rare it is. 877-337-6666. Plus, the Yankees won a game yesterday. I'll tell you why it was more important than your typical win in April. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.